Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD coach. And let's be honest, sometimes it feels like we're all just trying to find a moment of peace in a world that's spinning faster than a squirrel on caffeine. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing after your tail, juggling a million things at once, and just wishing for a few minutes of quiet? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into finding inner peace amidst the chaos. It's not about becoming Zen masters overnight, though that would be awesome. It's about building those tools, those habits, those mental strategies to navigate this crazy world with a little more calm and clarity. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a house. It's got rooms for everything, work, relationships, hobbies, anxieties, you name it. But sometimes that house gets cluttered, messy, overwhelming. Finding inner peace is about decluttering those mental spaces, creating room for quiet reflection and genuine joy. Now, I know what you're thinking, easier said than done, right? But trust me, it's totally achievable. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey. First up, mindfulness is your secret weapon. You don't need to meditate for hours on end, though that's great too. Just try incorporating short mindful moments into your day. Notice the feel of your feet on the ground when you walk, savor a bite of your lunch, really listen to a friend talking. These tiny moments of focused awareness can make a huge difference. Second, ditch the constant hustle culture. We're bombarded with messages that say we need to be constantly productive, achieving, grinding. But guess what? It's okay to slow down. Rest is not a luxury, it's essential. Make time for activities that genuinely recharge you, reading, taking a bath, spending time in nature, whatever brings you joy and helps you unwind. Third, set boundaries like a boss. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. Protect your time and mental space. Think of it as self-care, not selfishness. Fourth, cultivate gratitude. It sounds simple, but focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your entire perspective. Make a list, write in a journal, or just take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. And lastly, be kind to yourself. Seriously. We all mess up, we have bad days, and that's okay. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend. Remember, progress over perfection is always the goal. You know that feeling when you're rushing around, trying to get everything done, and suddenly your mind just shuts down? That's what happened to me last week. I had a huge deadline looming, was juggling 3 different projects, and hadn't slept properly in days. Needless to say, my inner peace was non-existent. Midway through an important meeting, I felt myself spiraling. My thoughts were racing, my anxiety was peaking, and I could barely string a coherent sentence together. That's when I hit the pause button, took a deep breath, closed my eyes for a few seconds, and focused on my surroundings, the hum of the air conditioner, the scent of coffee in the room, the gentle tapping of someone's keyboard. It wasn't much, but it helped me ground myself. I reminded myself that I was capable, that I had handled stressful situations before, and that this too would pass. And you know what? It did. Taking that mini break allowed me to refocus and finish the meeting successfully. It taught me a valuable lesson. Even in the midst of chaos, finding those moments of calm can make all the difference. So, remember these key takeaways. Embrace mindfulness, prioritize rest, set boundaries, cultivate gratitude, and above all, be kind to yourself. Inner peace is not a destination, it's a journey. It's about making conscious choices every day to create more space for calm and clarity in your life. Don't give up on finding that stillness within the storm. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, your own strategies for finding inner peace, or any challenges you're facing. Leave a comment, share it with your friends, or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.